Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. We're going to do a little review of the 2017 year in real estate and a look forward for this year.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Well, the numbers are in, and it's been confirmed last year was a good year in real estate, residential real estate.
The numbers didn't even have to come in, and I could tell you that was exactly true.
And what I'm hearing in the forecast is that, generally speaking, our Lane County residential real estate will continue to be what it has been. Both 2016 and 2017 look very similar. 2018 is forecasted to be similar also.
Okay. Give me some of the statistics. Overall, what was the rate of value growth in residential properties 2017?
Well, if you look at the median, which is my preference, where was the heat in the market? The median sales price rose 9.7%, almost 10%.
Okay. At that particular point, just by owning a piece of property, you have increased your net worth rather significantly.
Right. So when you wonder what the median is, at the beginning of the year, it was $237,000 was the median sales price. Now that same trend is at $260,000. So yes, you're about, what is that, $23,000 of income or savings account? Some people,
right.
It's kind of scary to call it that, but
it's a forced savings account. You could access it if you refinanced it, but you know what would happen if you owned that thing free and clear? Now, it's not free and clear at this particular point, but the older you get, the more attractive free and clear looks. Free and clear means no mortgage.
That's right. So there's a couple other things I want to point out so that you have an idea of how to move in real estate this year. One point that's interesting, I think, for sellers is that the lowest months of inventory, when the most buyers were active and the least sellers were active, things were moving the most quickly, was June. The low, it was 1.6 months inventory. So if you continue to sell at the rate that it had been selling, you'd run out of inventory if nothing new came on the market in 1.6 months. That's very fast. But what that tells me is if you're going to sell your home, do it earlier before the competition shows up in late summer.
So that's an interesting process to anticipate that you are going to sell something and try to identify the sweet spot in the market. When is it best to offer something for sale? When there's no inventory on the market to compete with you?
When the sellers have shown up, the buyers want to buy. When the buyers show up, it's earlier in the year. So sellers, don't wait for the flowers, list it now. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.